Welcome to SpaceX Daily, where we delve into the latest happenings in the world of SpaceX and beyond. Today, we're diving into a story that's making waves in Washington and the tech world alike. The House Oversight Committee's investigation into the FCC's decision to deny Starlink nearly $1 billion in rural broadband subsidies. With me to unpack this complex issue is space policy expert Neil Spacecraft. Neil, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ashley. This is a fascinating case with significant implications for the future of space-based internet and rural broadband access.
Let's start with the basics. The FCC initially awarded Starlink $885.5 million in 2020, then reversed course in 2022. What prompted this dramatic shift?
The FCC's rationale centered around concerns about Starlink's ability to meet the program's speed and affordability requirements. They cited speed test data suggesting Starlink struggled to consistently achieve the promised speeds, particularly upload speeds. Additionally, the FCC took issue with the upfront cost of the Starlink dish, which was around $600 at the time, arguing it presented a barrier to entry for many rural consumers.
But SpaceX and Elon Musk have been highly critical of this decision, haven't they? They've even gone so far as to call it illegal and suggest it may have cost lives during Hurricane Helene.
That's right. Musk has been particularly vocal, pointing to Starlink's rapid deployment during recent natural disasters as evidence of its capabilities and value proposition. He argues that the FCC's decision was politically motivated and unfairly targeted SpaceX. This claim is echoed by the two Republican commissioners on the FCC, who dissented from the decision.
Speaking of regulatory hurdles, Starlink's been navigating some choppy waters in South Africa as well. They've hit a snag with the country's BE policy, which mandates a 30% ownership stake for historically disadvantaged groups. How's Starlink approaching this requirement, and what's the potential impact on their African expansion plans?
This is where things get interesting. South Africa's BE policy is a complex and often contentious issue aimed at addressing the legacy of apartheid. While the intention is laudable, it can create barriers for international companies looking to enter the market. In Starlink's case, meeting this 30% ownership requirement could be quite challenging, especially given their current ownership structure.
But it seems like the South African government might be willing to bend the rules a bit to get Starlink up and running. We've seen recent statements from the Minister of Communications suggesting a potential workaround through equity equivalent programs. What does that actually mean, and how likely is it to fly?
You're right. There's a lot of talk about flexibility and finding a solution. An equity equivalent program could involve Starlink making significant investments in local communities, supporting digital literacy programs, or partnering with local businesses. Essentially, it's about demonstrating a commitment to economic empowerment beyond direct ownership. Whether this will satisfy the requirements of the BE policy and its critics remains to be seen. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out and what kind of precedent it sets for future foreign investments in South Africa's tech sector.
Well, Neil, this next story takes us from regulatory hurdles to supply chain resilience. Who knew Ukrainian manufacturing would play a role in SpaceX's future launches?
It's fascinating, isn't it? We often focus on the high-tech aspects of space exploration, but this story highlights the importance of robust and sometimes unexpected global partnerships.
Absolutely. So Centrovis, a Ukrainian company specializing in seamless stainless steel pipes, has secured a contract with SpaceX. Apparently, these pipes are destined for some heavy-duty work, transporting fuel for SpaceX rockets.
And these aren't just any pipes, Ashley. We're talking thick-walled, able to withstand incredibly high pressure and harsh conditions. The fact that Centrovis could deliver this order within 2.5 months, even amidst a war zone, speaks volumes about their capabilities and resilience.
It's remarkable, and it makes you wonder what this means for SpaceX's sourcing strategies moving forward. Could this be a sign of things to come, diversifying their supply chains beyond traditional partners?
It's certainly possible. This partnership with Centrovis could be a win-win. SpaceX gets high-quality components, potentially at a competitive price, while Centrovis gains a foothold in the burgeoning private space industry. It'll be interesting to see if this leads to further collaboration down the line.
So, Neil, we've talked about SpaceX's supply chain, but let's shift gears to one of their most ambitious projects, Starlink. What's your take on their goal of blanketing the Earth with internet access from space?
It's audacious, Ashley. There's no doubt about it. The sheer scale of deploying tens of thousands of satellites in low Earth orbit is mind-boggling. But if anyone can pull it off, it's probably SpaceX.
And the potential impact is huge, right? Imagine providing high-speed internet to remote areas, disaster zones, even potentially closing the digital divide globally.
Exactly. But it's not without its challenges. We're talking about potential space debris issues, regulatory hurdles, and of course, fierce competition from established players like HughesNet and newcomers like Amazon's Kuiper project.
Competition often breeds innovation, though. And Starlink's approach, with its focus on low latency through a dense constellation of satellites, seems to be a game changer, at least on paper.
Agreed. That low latency is key, especially for applications like online gaming, remote surgery, and even things we haven't even imagined yet. It'll be fascinating to see how this all plays out.
Indeed, Starlink's success hinges on many factors, from technological hurdles to regulatory approvals and market adoption. But one thing is certain, SpaceX is shaking up the space industry yet again, and the implications are far-reaching. This has been a fascinating look at SpaceX's multifaceted endeavors, from securing critical components to launching a global internet constellation. It's clear that their innovative spirit and drive are pushing the boundaries of space exploration and technology in ways we're only beginning to grasp. Thanks for joining me today, Neil. It's always a pleasure picking your brain.